Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, college football week two or three. Are we on three now? Because we had the week zero, and I don't know if it's three or four. Who cares? We're brought to you today by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit all the way up to $1,000 on your first deposit. Get off the couch and get into the action with MyBookie.com. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit all the way up to $1,000. We got a very special guest in the studio today. Big Dick Danoff is here. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. Wow. That doesn't sound like you're doing great.
I am. I'm doing great.
I'm
glad to be here with a bunch of good friends.
You sound like you're an Italian gangster with a secret, like a dark past.
I mean, we do have a few secrets.
Sure, sure.
We actually have a special guest in the chat as well. Casey Anthony Defense Team.
No way.
Is this person's name.
That's a great handle right there. So. Great username there. Cheers. You brought us the old... Did you make this or did you bring it?
I actually made that last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say what's in this goddamn thing?
Yeah, we don't have White Lightning here in Texas, so I bought just some Everclear 190 proof.
Mm.
You don't have apple cider because you're not in the Midwest, and the Midwest has it already.
Yeah, so they do.
I muddled some apples to give us the apple cider flavor. You have apple juice, you have brown sugar, white sugar, cinnamon sticks. You bring it to a boil, you let it settle.
It's excellent. I just had it. This tastes just as good as the one you make in Ohio. So.
Thank you.
You're good to go here today. We'll be boozing throughout. Since you are here, if you don't know at home, Richard is a diehard Ohio State fan. D'Anthony and I were at the Texas-Alabama game. Didn't get to see the Ohio State football game. You were there. How did they look? I know they were playing Arkansas State, but C.J. Stroud looked shaky week one. How did he look week two?
C.J. Stroud looked definitely better week two. The defense still has given up some larger plays, I would say. They're doing better on the run defense. We're still missing two of our wide receivers. They'll come back.
Yep.
Pryor's supposed to come back this week. Jackson Smith and Jigma maybe in 2 weeks.
Sure.
And then I think the offense will roll. So as long as we don't give up 45 points in any of our games, we'll win.
Okay. Looking at that team, after two games, because you've been in both of them, is it a national championship team?
It's a playoff team.
Okay. You don't think they can beat Georgia?
I am not sure.
Right now, I don't think they can, and that's why I ask. I look at Georgia through the opening 2 weeks. Those guys look dominant, and I don't have Ohio State. Not
well, the playoff,
in its current form.
Nor the SEC championship is right now, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's interesting to think about right now. Georgia looks dominant. Alabama looked... You know, last week they looked a little shaky, but who the fuck knows?
Who knows? But let me bring this up to you, because they're going to expand to 12 teams. They're going to expand the playoff to 12 teams. I'm actually against it. I think it's a dumb idea, simply because there isn't 12 good teams at all in this. And I think you're going to have a lot of matchups. Like, remember last year's CFP? We called those. They were both blowouts.
Every year, CFP.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes there's one good first round game, but there's never two. Like, there was one, God damn it, who Alabama played somebody, and it was a close game, and then Clemson played Notre Dame. It was, like, what, 29-3 or some shit like
well,
that?
Well, the best one was OU-Georgia.
OU-Georgia,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
Baker Mayfield versus
that was a
Sony Michel and the other dude.
Was that in the Rose Bowl?
In the Rose Bowl.
But what was the other first-round matchup?
Of that year?
Yeah.
It was Bama-Clemson, and Bama fucked Clemson.
That's right, yeah. And they fucking shit-bricked him.
It's going to be March Madness in December.
But I don't agree with that.
That's fine because there's a lot of fucking, 7-12 upsets or whatever the 12-5. Fuck.
12-5. It's going to happen. Upsets, yeah. I think the first round is actually going to be really fun.
So do I. And I think it's fun for gambling. But as far as them actually going and winning a national championship after four, I don't see it happening.
Well, look, even in the NFL right now, there's only a couple of teams that have a legit shot at winning the fucking title.
I agree.
Right? In baseball, there's probably, what would you say, Bob? Four teams, maybe? And
no,
Major League
there's
Baseball.
Like seven teams that could win the World Series in Major League Baseball.
I guess it's a little different.
You just got to punch your ticket.
With pitching and stuff like that, it's different. But NBA, there's only a couple teams that are ever going to win.
Right.
I mean,
right.
And in any given season, I mean. But, you know, seven teams out of 30.
Yeah.
Right? It's like not a whole lot of teams have the opportunity.
It's a cash grab. Look, I'm fine with it from a gambling perspective because that's what we do here on the show and in real life. And any extra football, especially college, I will always take. And I'm sure the games will actually probably be, I think they'll be better than the Final Four games, to be honest with you. So those will be exciting. But whether or not they actually have a shot to win a championship, no.
They'll be better than your normal BS Rainbow Bowl. Because these guys know that they're in the playoffs, mm-hmm. and if they beat one of the top four or whatever, however they do it, that they do have a chance. So, I mean, when you see March Madness, how many teams go to the Final Four that should have never been there?
Well, typically it's all ones, and then somebody else gets in there, like three ones, and then a six or a seven or somebody weird. It was one year that it was just absolutely banana dick, and that was a blast. We were in Vegas for it, and it was like 12 versus 5, and you were like, whoa, this is nuts. This never happens before. But then pretty much it goes back to chalk after that. Looking at the top 25, so let's see. We got Georgia at 1, Alabama at 2, Ohio State at 3. I agree with all of these decisions here in the new AP top 25. Michigan at 4, I don't really understand. They still haven't played a team, nor are they playing one this week. Clemson at 5, no. That team is fucking dog shit. So let's start with 5. 5 through 12 is what it's going to be. So you're going to have Clemson, Oklahoma, USC. USC, I think, is in the top 4 by the end of the season. Oklahoma State is at 8. Kentucky at 9. Arkansas at 10. Michigan State at 11. BYU at 12 currently. This will obviously all switch towards the end of the season here. These teams would be fun to watch play each other, but I don't think any 5 through 12 team legitimately has a shot to win a national championship. Not one of these.
That's correct.
Not one.
But anybody can win on any given day.
Right. If I had to pick one today, gun to head, I would say USC. But that's about it. Obviously, this will change at the end of the season. Look, football-wise, gambling-wise, it's a blast, but I don't think any of these guys outside of the top four would actually fucking win. It would be fun if they did. Like a Boise State or like a UCF, well, for example. When UCF had that great year or Boise State had that great year, it would have been fun to see them play in the national championship because they did beat a big team, and that would have been fun. But I don't know if any of those small schools get back to something like that.
Clemson could win if they launch DJ Ukulele into fucking outer space and put Klubnik in as their starter. He's an actual quarterback. This other dude is just like a fucking science experiment or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work, and it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking bad.
I agree. They barely put any points on the board this week.
They scored like 30 points against Furman.
Furman, dude.
We could go score 30 points against Furman right now.
I think so. I think with Delco, Delco's in real great shape.
He's
right
got
now.
Big legs. He'll be our fullback.
Yeah, he'd be our, well, we got to put him a tailback, I think.
No, we're running an I formation here, right? Come on.
Well, and you have to think, are any of these Southern teams going to have to go north to play any of these games?
That's true. How is that going to work out? Is it a true home stadium format? Is that what they're pitching?
That's what I've heard, but okay. Lord knows what they're going to do for money.
Look, man, if that's what it is, holy shit, that would be a blast.
If
you
had to go
into Michigan State in late December, holy shit, that'd be a blast.
12 degrees with snow.
Yeah. That I would be in for sure. But, you know, once it's all said and done... where's it going to end up, Bob? Is it in Vegas? Did they pitch like one city or was it like the Rose Bowl?
No, they're rotating cities, I think, because I know Atlanta, they're going to have an Atlanta bunch.
It should never be at the fucking Rose Bowl. It should never be anywhere in California.
The Rose Bowl on New Year's Day is beautiful, though.
I'm sure the weather's nice.
Weather's nice, yeah.
But fuck that. That whole fucking place.
If you're going to tailgate, though, because you've tailgated at the Rose Bowl before.
Correct.
It's fun, and it's wide open. Arguably the best tailgate sit you can have, it's like anywhere you park.
When's the last time you tailgated there, if you don't mind me asking?
Sure. So I tailgated at the Rose Bowl for the last Ohio State game in, maybe...
Urban's last game?
Maybe. I think so, yeah. I think so.
What was that, 2018?
I believe so, maybe.
Yeah, so... It's probably a homeless encampment by now.
No, because this is out. It's way out in Pasadena, so it's not in L.A. Look, it's not in L.A.
It's outside of L.A. now.
Way, way outside of L.A.
No, I'm talking about
homelessness thing. Yeah, yeah.
It's like spreading.
Well, they get them out of there.
San Diego as well.
Like, they get them out of there for the parade. So they what they do is they take a forklift and they get these guys out of there. They dig them out. They get a truck, and then they get They get the homeless people out. That's how they do it. And then they light them on fire, the ones who don't cooperate, and then they get them when they're down, and then they scoop them up and kind of chuck them out.
To me, that sounds like a solution to California's energy crisis.
I think it'd be great. Yeah. If you fuel off of homelessness,
yeah,
it's probably the way to go, and I don't know that you'll ever run out of bones, fossil fuels.
And you're basically getting two birds stoned at once there, too.
Yeah, you're getting rid of the dirty homeless people,
yeah,
and then you're running your nice $140,000 Tesla. And I think that's a win-win for everyone, right?
Use the hamster wheel.
Exactly. Because, look, one thing I know about you, and we've partied with you in Vegas before, you go big and you hate poor people.
That's correct.
Richard is one of these people, and I'll tell the story real quick. We went to... Did we all go to McGregor together?
We did.
We went to the McGregor fights. Afterwards, we couldn't get a cab, obviously, because it's Vegas and a million people are coming out.
Oh, yeah, the one where he broke his leg.
Yes.
Poirier.
Yeah.
Not the Khabib one.
Right.
That was Derek White.
It was packed. The tickets were super hard to get. We got him in twosies. I think you were with Brittany and me and Big Dick Tanoff sat together.
Yeah.
Afterwards, on the way back to the hotel, I said, hey, there is an Applebee's, and I want you to join me at the bar.
There was an Outback.
That's right, it was an Outback.
That's even worse, to be honest.
First thing he ordered, he goes, I need a Bloomin' Onion right here.
It sure do.
You know what's worse about Outback is that they call themselves a steakhouse, and that offends me.
It is a steakhouse. Have you seen the knives?
Have you seen the frozen fucking steaks they use that have a bunch of sinew and fucking, it's disgusting. No,
when I walked in, there was a live cow in the middle of the restaurant. I physically saw them kill it right in front of me, and then I ate it.
Even if that were true, it doesn't mean they butchered it correctly. There's silver skin on all their steaks.
Nah.
Do you know what silver skin is?
Sure don't.
Like that super, around the fat, that super tough, like stringy shit.
Right.
That looks silver. You're supposed to pull that off before you cook it.
The cows were from Australia.
You can't do it when the steak is frozen.
All right. All I'm saying is this. Richard
hates poor people.
He hates poor people, and he goes, hey, bro, he left me at the bar at Outback Steakhouse. I ate Outback alone, and he goes, I'm going to go gamble in the high roller room. And I think he linked up with Delco and Giorgio, and I was like, all right, sweet. I ate a fucking Bloomin' Onion by myself. I had a nice meal after that fight, and you went back and gambled with the rich people.
Mm-hmm. That's why I hang out with Craig Dulesky.
No shit,
dude. I feel like eating alone at Outback is the saddest thing I've ever fucking heard of in my life.
You know what's weird? You say that. I felt sad, and
you
like,
should have.
Holy shit. And I was like, do I just take a picture of the Bloomin' Onion myself because it's just me here while you're off gambling? And I saw you with a fanny pack on. You had $15,000 in cash in it. You remember that?
I think it was more like 25.
Yeah. Well, were you up at that point?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you were killing it. Meanwhile, I was eating fucking Outback alone after the McGregor fight, and I was never happier, to be honest with you.
That's the difference with living in Columbus versus living in Austin.
I guess so, right? I guess so. Let's get to this week's picks, kids. Again, all of this is on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros will double your deposit up to $1,000. That's your first deposit. Let's face it, we probably all lost our money last week. I don't know if they'll let you redeposit. Now, the way around that is to put in a different email address. Probably not allowed to say that, but I'm going to. I don't care. Go to mybookie.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros doubles your deposit. All the odds on today's college football games are on there. All of our tickets for all of these games are on drinkinbrostickets.com. And a bunch of people getting tickets across the board. Feel free. They're super cheap this week because there's a lot of weird games that are probably going to be blowouts. So if you haven't seen your favorite team, now is a good week to do it. Tickets will be cheap on drinkinbrostickets.com. I'll read off some of the prices as well on there. Now, my bookie took all of my money over the weekend. College, I hit that parlay last night, barely. I tied on a 16 teaser and it took $350 off of it because Russ couldn't cook last night. Fucking hate that guy worse than life itself.
Look, it wasn't his fault. He was on his back the entire goddamn game.
No, they fumbled twice on the 1 yard line going into the end zone.
That's part of it as well. But he would have had, like, we finally got to see him. But one of the most exciting things of the year, looking forward to the year for me, was seeing him hook up with Jerry Jeudy on a regular basis.
Yes.
And finally got to see it. You get Jeudy one-on-one or even with a little separation double teamed and he can get out in space and start running, that dude's gonna, nobody's gonna touchdown. Catch him.
Yeah.
If you can settle for that 64-yard field goal, always do that.
Jesus Christ, worst call I've ever seen in my life.
You've got, like, literally one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL for the last 10 years, and you kick a 64-yard field goal instead of letting him go for it on fourth.
Well, not only that, but you run the clock out, and you have all your timeouts. At least think it over.
If you would have called
timeout, there would have been a 1:05 on the clock. Two timeouts left after that. Then decide, well, Russ, hey, on 4th and 5, let's have a chat.
Russ is the quarterback. He could have called timeout.
He said at the presser, he said, it was my coach had made the decision. I was fine with it. I agreed with it. And I allegedly, he said the kicker, McManus, told him, I'm good from 47 on the left hash mark. Mm. So he goes, that's exactly where we put the ball. That's what coach wanted to do. And he goes, I trust my coach.
Okay, well, he shouldn't, right? Because that was a stupid fucking decision. And it's, he's a guy. Here's a guy, fucking Collinsworth. I hope that dude gets AIDS. This is a guy who has let coaches make decisions for him that have fucking ruined him.
Yeah.
Oh my God, man. You're really going to fucking throw the ball?
Crazy.
Like that?
Absolutely.
And lose
crazy.
The fucking Super Bowl? Are you kidding me? No.
No.
Like, you knew that was a bad play to make, and he doesn't have the balls to say it. He's a corporate dick.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a corporate branded fucking whatever. He's never going to go against the grain, and that's why he's never going to win again.
Bob, can you bring up his suit from last night, Uncle Corny's suit from last night?
Yeah, I also don't understand why he was wearing it after the game for the press conference.
It was a tux, wasn't it?
Yeah. He should have been wearing fucking sackcloth and covered himself in ashes after that pathetic loss.
Yeah.
Like, you should be in mourning.
Exactly. Pop it up. There you go. Oh, you're gonna put it in slow-mo. I like this, Bob. Go full screen with that. Look at this fucking chachi.
I'm ready.
Flashy.
My God, I hate this guy.
My lenses match my suit.
It definitely look at has this. Music to it, right? We can't play the
music to it, but the music is probably something gay. Like, let's face it. Isn't it? Like, it's something horrific that he listens to walking into the stadium. What do you think's in those headphones right there?
It's like a step above Fort Minor.
That's some aloe black, I'm the man.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
You can tell everybody.
You can tell everybody.
That's really sad. It's not as sad as getting Chosen One tattooed on your body, though.
Well,
as a fucking 16-year-old.
Look, it's...
Because that's the saddest thing that's ever happened in professional sports.
It was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And seeing his kids on the cover of Sports Illustrated, no pressure on those guys. He lost. It was awful. We'll move on. His team is playing here this week.
Delco called that one, though, by the way. He took
He did. I texted him immediately afterwards, and I was like, there's no fucking way. Even Geno Smith looked like he won the Super Bowl after that. He couldn't believe it.
Geno's good.
He's terrible.
He actually looked pretty good.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Denver just looked awful. They had 4 turnovers. They in the red zone, in the 20-yard line, they were, 1 for 5? It was a field goal? I mean, it was terrible.
Turnovers on offense don't affect how he played on against their defense.
I guess.
Yeah, what did Geno say? Everybody wrote me off, but I don't think I have a pen.
You know he's been sitting on that
all
summer.
I think he said, I can't read.
Yeah.
I think is what he said.
I think that's what he said. Him and Leah Michelle from Glee, she can't read either. And Chris Tucker can't.
Reading is
people don't know that.
He was 23 for 28 with 2 touchdowns.
He was. How many yards? Probably 198?
195.
Yeah.
And the most importantly, the win.
Sure. But that's the key with Geno. You got to keep him within 5 yards. So when you have 25 completions, all of them are 5-6 yards.
His average was 7 yards per reception. So
it's perfect. Yeah. It's the perfect game plan for a shitty quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, you should do that. So yeah, congratulations to them. Congratulations to Delco. I'm not even going to shit on that win. That was a big call. No one had that last night. And I still couldn't believe it up until the last second.
I've really enjoyed the NFL so far this year. It's been absolute chaos.
Sure has. So, look, so was college last weekend, which we'll get to now. First game on the old agenda. This is Georgia against South Carolina. This is at South Carolina. They're saying this is going to be a road test for Georgia. The spread certainly doesn't reflect that. It is UGA minus 24. D'Anthony, who do you got?
Not South Carolina.
No, me neither.
I think Georgia's on. They're on one. Bennett looks great. They haven't really played any great.
Oregon.
Oregon has historically had a pretty good, not overall defense, but their pass rush in particular is pretty good. Georgia was able to handle that pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what South Carolina has to offer, except for they usually have a couple of good athletes,
right?
But their system's not great. And this is barely an away game. You know what I mean? It's like from Athens to Columbia.
Well, you live there, yeah. How far is that?
Maybe like 3.5 hours, something like that, 4 hours.
Okay.
That's barely even a trip. And it's Georgia's going to fucking light them up.
I would guess Spencer Rattler has at least 3 interceptions.
Yes. I would say so, yeah. I mean, that's kind of been the Achilles heel for South Carolina for a while is they can't defend the quarterback, and their quarterbacks end up throwing a lot of shitty interceptions because of it.
Yeah.
And this is fucking Georgia we're talking about.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, you're all over Georgia. What about you, Big Dick? Who do you got?
I'm definitely taking Georgia. They lost to Arkansas by 14, so Georgia's definitely going to whoop that butt.
Yeah, I agree. I will, to be safe, I'm going to take this in a teaser. I'm going to tease a bunch of these games. It's still a pretty high spread in case something wonky happens. And, you know, it might be South Carolina's first home game, too. So we'll see. The fans might be fired up. It's a fun place if they have a decent team. We'll see how they get behind Rattler against Georgia, but I'll take this down in a teaser to 18. Actually, it's probably a 3-score game somewhere in there.
Vegas is calling it 38-14. Basically.
I get it. Like that would make sense. I understand it. Next up, we got UConn against Michigan. Boy, Michigan. I'm going to bring up their schedule. This is the third week in a row. This is Michigan minus 46.5. This is the third week in a row they've had a point spread of 45 or higher.
Isn't UConn a fucking FCS school now?
No. They're transitioning.
Yeah. They're going to FCS what next year?
Yeah, they're independent right now.
So it's a Bruce team, and they're going to be a Caitlin next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like the reason that they're transitioning is because where they belong is in the FCS. So effectively, this is Michigan versus an FCS.
They're demoting
team.
Themselves,
right? Yeah. And I'm going to read off Michigan's first two opponents: Colorado State.
They're winning by an average of 53.5.
Yes.
Or they're scoring 51-7.
Hawaii, 56-10. This is one we told you not to touch. The spread was 46, so it pushed. Ironically, the over in this game was 66.5, and they did not cover. Michigan stopped them on the one at the end of the game. They're playing UConn, and this is 46.5.
I honestly think you're probably safe taking this straight up, but even at a teaser at 40.5, you're probably safe with that. UConn is not real. I mean, Michigan's best hope to as a defense against a loss down the road is to pile on the points right now, and I think they know that.
So
they're gonna boat race, especially at home. They're gonna boat race the fuck out of
the car. Are they starting McCarthy?
Not sure. So, you know, he said week one and week two there would be two separate quarterbacks. He has not announced week three. I don't have it on my board here. I don't know that it matters for this game. Again, at 46.5, you could put either quarterback in at this point.
McCarthy's you just take it in a 7-point teaser at 39.5.
You could. Is that what you're going to do?
That's what I would do. Okay. I wouldn't. I mean, I don't like them, but, you know.
I don't like spreads this high, so I typically don't do shit like this where it's there's too many variables where.
You can do it in a separate teaser out of your, like, main teaser if you really wanted to play with it.
Right, but it's one of those things where it's like even Ohio State, Arkansas State last week. I didn't bet that game. It's too many points.
I lost my ass. All right, great.
Yeah. I put it in a teaser, but nothing straight up or anything like that.
I think they're kind of forced by circumstance to run this score up.
Yes. When does Michigan actually start playing a hard game?
Maryland's
next.
October 1st, they go at Iowa. That can be.
It'll
difficult.
Be. Iowa's not great. October 15th versus Penn State.
Yeah, that's probably it. But I mean, Iowa's not that good this year, but it's going into Iowa to play can be difficult. So
and maybe that one. Their extra hard game would be their in-state rival, but they have the bye week before, so they have Penn State
and it's
bye
at home
week,
too. They got Penn State and Michigan State at home. I don't think those. Honestly, I don't think either one of those teams can beat Michigan.
They'll both be Ohio State and Michigan will be both undefeated when they face.
Which
each
would
other.
Be great for college football, and I hope that happens. Also means somebody else can get in at that fourth spot.
And it also means that Michigan can lose that game against Ohio State and still make the CFP if things go.
If shit goes wild, for sure.
So, it only works if they fucking run the score up early in the season. And
I would watch
points.
Out for that Penn State game.
I would
Penn
watch State. Out. Remember the 5th of November at Rutgers.
Boy, come on, dude. Come on, man. We're not doing that today. We're not doing a Wawa bet on the show today.
I mean, if Guy Fawkes shows up and bombs the place, they may have an opportunity to win. That's about it.
They might have an opportunity to win. Look, if you're a Michigan fan out there and you want to take this, fine. Spreads this big, I typically try to stay away from. Maybe in a teaser of some form, join Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. All of my bets are in there, and you can see them the day of, or actually the day before, and then usually morning of NFL, depending upon how fucked up we get over the weekends. Next up, we got Oklahoma at Nebraska. This is Oklahoma minus 11.5. Keep in mind, Nebraska has fired their head coach. I am all in on this game. This is one of my favorite games of the week. I'm taking Oklahoma. D'Anthony, who do you got?
I don't know, man. You know, it's always interesting to wonder about a team that has some kind of shit go down like this, whether they rally or whatever the fuck, right? I don't know if Nebraska's got the pieces to rally.
They have nothing to prove, though. It's not like they're trying to prove something to be like, oh, we don't need Scott Frost. It was, okay, Scott Frost may have been the best thing you had, and you still sucked.
Right. And that's the tough one for me.
I mean, I feel like Nebraska's been fielding pretty decent teams, and Scott Frost is not a good coach. That's
keeps blowing games.
Yeah.
That's
what I think. When you're losing most of your games by one possession like that, I mean, they lost, what did they lose, four games by three or less points last year?
Oh, no, it was more than that.
Well, I think it was like every game they played was a touchdown or less.
I believe but it's 13 like, out of his last 18 games were lost by seven or under.
But I'm talking about like four of their losses from last year were by three or less points. That's bad.
Oh, yeah, it was a ton.
For a head coach, so maybe they got something to prove. I don't know.
It was the most in all of college football.
That's the difference in talent, though. Their recruiting's in the bottom half of the Big Ten.
It is,
yeah.
But you know, Oklahoma also played Kent State at home last week, and they didn't score any points until the third quarter, right?
Oklahoma did.
Yeah, it was like 7-3 at halftime or some shit like that. They scored 24 points in the third.
I wonder if they care. I still think they blow out Nebraska.
I'm not an Oklahoma believer, and the offense is going to be pretty good in this game, I guess, because the over is 67.
Whew, that's a big boy over right there. I don't touch that.
I don't think I'm going to bet this game because I feel like Oklahoma might be in trouble.
Even
this
if you could tease it down to 4.5.
I am. Yeah, I'm taking that teaser. I'm maybe taking it straight up. What'd you say, Bob? What do you got?
This game could get weird. Yeah. This game is going to be really fucking
especially
weird.
In Lincoln.
Nebraska,
and shit, man.
Money line.
Oh, gross. Gross. Are you really taking Nebraska money line?
Yes.
Is that real?
We talked about it before the season, and I honestly like it better now than I did last week. It's in Lincoln.
I might do that, too.
What do you want to bet, Dan?
Come on.
We'll see later in the week, but I think I might take that as well.
No, I'm not doing that bullshit.
It's going to be a good value. Hold on, let me see what the value
is. I'm all over Oklahoma in this game. I don't believe in Nebraska.
Let's see what their...
Tickets are high for this game. Tickets are 165, so people are amped. This was an old-school rivalry that is back now after all these years.
Played them last year at Oklahoma. Lost by three.
Yep. Yeah. So
the Nebraska money line is 275. Yeah, that's not even that good, to be honest.
It's almost 3-1. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's not as good as I thought it would be. We'll see how it progresses through the week. I think a lot of people are going to jump on and bet Nebraska, so if you're planning on... betting their money line, if you really feel solid about it, you should do it right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's going to get better.
Next up is Youngstown State against Kentucky. Kentucky has now moved up to number 9. They've looked pretty goddamn good, especially against Florida last week.
Their defense is extremely good.
Yes.
Not like Georgia level, but it's I would say they're a second-tier defense right now.
Oh, and for sure. There is no spread on this, obviously, because Youngstown State is not a real school.
They're undefeated, though.
Sure they are.
But I would check... Sure they are. I would check day prior, check on Friday.
Yeah, my bookie will usually post something on a Friday.
Because Kentucky can put up a lot of points.
It sure can.
Especially against a team that doesn't, you know, have any players.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see.
It's like Youngstown State. Who have they beaten?
Who, Youngstown State?
Yeah.
They're 2-0, dude.
Duquesne.
Oh, Dukie Knees.
And Dayton.
Yeah, I love Dukie Knees. Big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan.
That's the one.
Who was the other one? Dayton?
Yeah, Dayton, yeah.
Oh, they beat the Dayton Flyers? Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Isn't Tressel the AD for Youngstown?
He is.
Don't let him get hot.
Yeah, don't let him get hot, dude. Tressel was at opening game of the Ohio State game. He still looks identical, by the way.
2002 National Championship.
He looks identical. It's crazy. Next up, we got Texas State against Baylor. I'm surprised there's a spread on this game, but there is. It is Baylor minus 30.5.
Baylor has not looked all that sharp, to be honest. So
they lost to BYU last week. BYU.
BYU is a pretty good team. Yeah. I just don't think even in their first game, I don't think they looked all that
BYU
sharp.
BYU was without their two best weapons too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't touch this game.
I don't either. Texas State is one of those tricky teams that surprisingly covers. There's another one,
but it's in Waco. I think Baylor will be fine.
You're confusing
here, but
30 them with UTSA.
No. I'm gonna get to them as well. But Texas State is one of those teams where a buddy of Dan and I's always bets money on Texas State, and it's like, ugh. We'll see. This is one of those games where it's like, if you're a Baylor fan, sure.
They played
if you're
Baylor
a real American, don't do it.
They played Baylor opening game last year, and they only lost 29-20.
Yeah. Some sand, dude. They'll cover. I don't touch this either, man.
You're playing in state. You're used to the heat. Leave it alone.
Just take your pants off. Fuck a little bit. See what happens. Put the head in. Next up, we got BYU at Oregon. This is the 2:30 game Central on Fox.
This is the biggest trap game of the
fucking
week.
This sure is. This is Oregon minus 3.5.
Under no circumstances should you bet on this game.
Don't hammer the Ducks.
Go to McDonald's instead.
Yeah, you should not spend any of your American dollars on this bullshit.
God damn it.
I think we need to start like making a collective effort. It's like my show, Citizen. I'm trying to get people actively involved in making the country better.
Uh-huh.
This is one way you can do it. Sure. By ignoring the entire Pac-12.
Sure.
Pretend like they don't exist because they don't.
They don't.
They're giving you free money here. They're telling you straight up, Oregon's going to cover the spread.
Gross.
3.5? Everyone in the country is going to take BYU plus 3.5.
No. So that's saying Oregon's better than Baylor, and they're not. So.
They are at home.
Baylor does not look sharp.
No.
Oregon by 7.
Gross. I don't touch this.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I'm not getting involved in this shit.
Man, these are terrible games this weekend. Next up, we got Ole Miss against Georgia Tech. Ole Miss by minus 16 in this game.
Georgia, the only reason it's that low, in my opinion, is because of Georgia Tech
having the triple option and
having
the
triple option. Yep. Yeah,
they don't run that. They haven't ran it in like 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay, they're out of it. They played Clemson straight up. 41 and they look like 10, a normal team.
Well, the first half they did all right, I think, right?
Yes.
But they lied. What did they end up losing? 41-10 or something like that?
I know Clemson covered at the end of that game, but they didn't look terrible.
To be honest, Ole Miss, like, I trust Dart a lot more than I trust Ukulele to score points, frankly. So you're probably safe at 16, but why not take it down to 10?
Or take it up to 23 and take Georgia Tech.
No way.
Yeah,
because they could get boat raced.
Here's the other thing, too.
Ole Miss minus 10, I think I'll take that.
Keep in mind, this is probably going to be a de facto home game for Ole Miss. Atlanta's the capital of the SEC. Plenty of alums there. Yep. Nobody's fucking showing up to cheer on Georgia Tech.
This is Bobby Dodd Stadium.
That's true.
That means a lot.
I'm not sure.
It's all engineered.
That means a lot.
I don't know who Bobby Dodd is.
He was a great basketball coach.
And they named a football arena after him. So that's not saying a whole lot for their football program.
Yeah, you go to Georgia Tech to play school, not to play football.
Fact check that, Bob. There might be another guy I'm thinking of with gray hair.
Robert Todd?
Yeah.
Bob Todd, for short.
Well, he was a football player.
Well, at least he was a fucking football player. By the way, Georgia Tech used to be pretty good at football.
Yeah. They used to be great at basketball, too.
Before other teams were allowed to play and shit, Georgia Tech was pretty good.
Remember when Byron Scott and all those guys were there? Like the three-pointers?
I remember when Jason Veritek and Jay Payton and all those dicks were at Georgia Tech's baseball team.
Baseball.
That was a fucking great team. I love that Georgia Tech team.
They ruined a high school teammate's life, Veritek did.
Oh, yeah.
We had this kid, shit, I'll say it. He didn't watch it, I'm sure. His name is Jeff Duncan. Fucking All-State, everything. Was thrown about 96, 97. Got recruited by everywhere. Georgia Tech at the time was the greatest baseball school in the nation. They brought him in, and they to try to woo him to go to school there, they put a gold nameplate with his name engraved next to Nomar Garciaparra's.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right there, and it was like, hey, man, you're going to be one of the legends here, whatever. And he was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to school here. Comes out of the mound, first practice, he goes against Veritek. Veritek looks him and he goes, hey, Rook, why don't you throw me that 96 mile-an-hour fastball I keep hearing about? If you do, I'm going to knock it out in the fucking street behind the stadium. So right behind the stadium is a street, and he fires one in. Veritek just launches it, and he goes, get fucked. He goes, get in line. Everybody else can throw 96. You're not fucking special. Completely shattered this kid's confidence.
The yips is big.
Jason Veritek, dude. It became a fucking legend, dude, for the rest of his life. And was in college. He was always that dude. And they were probably one of the best. Their basketball team was fucking ranked. I mean, they were always in the Final Four back in the day. I don't know what happened to this program all the way around. Their football team used to be decent in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. But they were like dominant back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Now it's just like,
didn't they set the record for the highest score ever? Was
222 to nothing?
Yeah, it was them, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
But that was in like fucking 1912 or some shit.
That's fine.
Like saying Michigan fans, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Bet on this at your own risk. I might tease it up. We'll see. Next up is Penn State against Auburn. Decent game. This is at Auburn. So Penn State's hosted Auburn last year. Now they're returning the favor and going to Auburn. This is Penn State minus three. They're ranked 22 in the nation. D'Anthony, we'll start with you since this is your alma mater. Who do you got in this game?
Yeah, I'll take Penn State minus three. I mean, it's a Auburn can be a tough place to play on the road sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year's Penn State team is quite a bit better than they've been the last couple of years. And so far, they're healthy, right? So we'll see how it progresses. They've had so many goddamn injuries the last couple of years. Even when they were good, they just kind of knocked themselves out with dumb bullshit.
Clifford's got 500 yards passing through the first two games. So, you know.
I mean, he's not going to – I would be surprised if he threw up 250 against Auburn. Playing them at home, like, they play tough at home, especially right. against, like, an out-of-conference, like, ranked team like that. Auburn's going to bring it. I think it'll be a close game, but three, I'm comfortable with that.
Don't let Clifford fool you.
Look.
He stinks.
Look. I agree that under pressure, he's not very good.
I think this is going to be a dark, dirty, nasty game.
This game shows me
this might be like if a 17,
Auburn's good
game
enough to beat Alabama at the end of the year.
Well, right. Auburn is definitely not good enough to beat Alabama.
Well, they
weren't last year either, and they should have won that game. All they had to do was run the fucking ball, and it was over.
It's like Alabama, there's a lot of teams that should have beat them, but Alabama always seems to win that game, right?
Weird, just man. Like especially that Auburn game last year, though. It was 10-3 the entire fucking game. All they had to do was run out the clock.
It's because Nick Saban made a deal with the devil, man.
He had to.
As soon as he dies, like, the fucking clouds are going to be climate change is going to be over.
Yep.
Right? All the fish are back in the ocean. Everything comes back.
Yeah. AIDS gone from the earth.
Well, I like AIDS.
All right.
Now that you can live with it.
Polio gone.
But polio is coming back.
I know it is, so but he's going to wipe it out
probably
again.
Because of Nick Saban.
Who do you got in this game, Richard? Penn State, Auburn?
I'll take Penn State. Plus, if you really want to take him a 7-point teaser, plus four, why not? Even if Auburn gets lucky and wins.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is a close game. It's probably a one-score game. Man, it is a tough week this week.
It's going to be a teaser week for me.
I'm going to say Penn State in this one, and I'll take it down a half a point.
That's a
go
20,
2.5, and they win by a field goal.
It's a 25-22 game
right.
to push on that.
Yep. So I'm gonna take this down a half a point and take Penn State in this one.
I don't think they're going to score that many points.
But it's in warmer weather.
I hate taking unders. But
47 is the under.
A Big Ten school going to an SEC place to play, I don't know. That might be safe.
I mean, but Big Ten travels.
Well, they travel, and that's fine.
The fans travel, but like SEC plays defense tough at home.
But this is going to be a low-scoring, gritty game. That's one score, and I think you're fine with that.
Delco, what do you got on this?
Maybe tease it up to 53 for the over.
I think Auburn wins outright.
It's possible, man.
I think whatever we say, you go against, and that's pretty much like you didn't even pick up the microphone on that.
Yeah,
yeah, you'll do it just right. to do it.
No, I do think it's possible that
who's Auburn's quarterback?
Auburn at home. It's just
who's their quarterback? You guys do the outside the top 25. They're not in the 25. Who is their quarterback?
I haven't kept up.
TJ Finley.
TJ Finley.
TJ Fentanyl.
He's not very good.
He's a killer out there,
but their defense is pretty good.
He's a silent killer out there, is what he is. Report him if you see him.
Anytime you're going at like specific SEC schools, you know what I mean? Even LSU to some degree. You go to LSU when they're having a down year, a shitty year, the defense still they play really hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But three, if you're going to give me 3 points, that's fair enough.
I'll go to 2.5. And
I might buy half. Yeah.
I'll take a half a point in this. Next up. So this is Alabama. Obviously they had a test this week against Texas. This upcoming week is an even bigger test and some might say harder. They're playing University of Louisiana Monroe and the spread is minus 49.5 at home.
Why did you say it like that?
What? What?
Say
dude?
That. Say this word right here.
Which one?
You say this word.
Monroe.
No, it's Monroe. It's Monroe. That's how they pronounce it there.
Are you? Do you say Oregon too?
It's down in the bayou, dude. You've got to learn the language down in the bayou.
No, it's like
Monday.
Monday.
This is an opportunity for Bryce Young to get back on track for the Heisman.
It is.
They'll score 65 this week.
Probably.
The over 60.5. That's insane to me.
They might do it on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
49-point spread. I don't touch though. That's too many points for something like this.
I take the over this week. If I were, I would take the over.
You take the over on 60.5? Gross. You're a gross human being. What do you think? It's 60-10?
I've,
That would put it at 49.
Yeah.
What'd they do last? I said it. These guys play every year, right? What did they do last year?
Why do they play every year?
I mean, they'll be crap
because
points.
Alabama pays them $500,000 to come so get dumb. The shit kicked
like
out.
$1.8 million.
Yeah, exactly. So dumb.
So Coastal Carolina beat them 59-6 last year. So that's the over plus the spread.
Okay. All right. Look, you can do it. There's a guy in Drinking Bros who does that every week. Drinking Bros Sports who bets the super fucking high spreads. That's fine. I just can't get my dick hard for something like
just
this.
Just don't put it in your main spread.
My dick in the main spread?
No. Your main parlay.
I don't. Next up, we got Liberty, the mighty, mighty men of Liberty against Wake Forest. Their quarterback is back. He looked lights out last week. This is Wake Forest minus 16.5. Who you got?
I think that Liberty should change their mascot to just back to Jerry Falwell.
I do too.
And it's just him hating on gay people.
Yes.
That's what the whole team is.
And then afterwards, they throw a bunch of gay people off the roof at the school.
Well, that's when he converts to Wahhabist Islam. But right. Wake Forest, Liberty is one of those sneaky-ass teams. 16.5 to Wake Forest against Liberty? No, I'm not doing that. Yeah. Liberty's got athletes. If Wake Forest fucks up, Liberty will score a couple of fucking, especially on the back end. Yep. Like if they stop, if Wake Forest gets up 25 points and they just stop playing in midway through the third quarter, like all these teams, like Georgia did last week, like Clemson did last week.
Yeah, they'll give up 10 random points.
They'll fucking backdoor this. I'm not doing that. 10.5 is probably safe.
Yeah, you out of there, Richard?
Yeah, I'm not betting this game. Wake Forest will win outright, but I'm not betting
that. I'm going to take this in a 7-point teaser and take Wake at 9.5. This will be definitely in my teaser cards. I believe in that Hartman kid at quarterback there. Delco, this is one of your dirty games with Liberty. What are you doing this one?
I don't
one?
Ride for Liberty.
Come yeah, on, but
Liberty
dude.
Against
you sure do.
Liberty against
you sure the Paul Revere of Liberty.
Liberty against the spread for the last 3 years is pretty fucking good.
Oh yeah.
They're Malik Willis.
Hugh Freeze is their coach, right? He's still there.
Yeah, but I mean Malik Willis is not their quarterback anymore.
No, that's true.
It's true.
They're not even starting Charlie Brewer. Charlie Brewer has transferred like 18 times and he still can't start.
He's the Tate Martell of the Tate Martells.
Yeah.
And he went from Baylor to Utah. To Liberty.
Yeah.
Man, those are like the three most boring goddamn places on earth.
Oh, boy.
Holy shit.
I'd rather talk to my own dick.
Why is he just traveling to fundamentalist schools?
He's just trying to get an education.
And they're not even the same group of fundamentalists.
No.
That's like joining three different, like Latin Kings, Crips, and Bloods.
Well, you choose one color at birth, and then you ride with that the rest of your life.
They did beat Coastal Carolina 2 years ago in that fucking
They sure
game.
Did, but they had a loaded team. For them.
Liberty has athletes. I don't know how. I think it's because like if you're like a tier two, like a 3 or 4 star, maybe even just a 3-star, but you're super Jesus-y, you may end up there.
Yeah. Well,
you
know God's going to lead them. Through Christ, anything is possible.
So I think it's all money.
It might be. They may be paying them. Maybe.
Could be.
But yeah, I'm not touching that.
Next up is Toledo against Ohio State. This is a night game.
It's a night game.
Good for them. Are you on to this, Richard?
It depends on how early I can get back.
Oh, gotcha. When's your flight?
I think I land at 2.
All right. You might be there for this.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Stadium's close.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can jet on down there. This is Ohio State minus 31.5. Look, man, Toledo over the years has always played tough against Ohio State.
Correct.
I hate this spread. I hate this game. I think Ohio State wins probably by 28, but Toledo probably covers.
I mean, it's a night game, so all the students will be drunk and they'll be loud.
Yep.
So I'm going to throw an Ariana Grande on this.
Are you really?
Yep.
So you think they'll win by 32?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. I hope they do. It'd be great. But Toledo's a gritty school.
Then I'm just Homer.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. I mean, Toledo played Notre Dame tough last year. They lost by 3 points.
This is the game that we score 60.
I think it is too. I'm Ohio State.
Just from watching, you know, Jackson's being out and watching him learn the steps of all the other wide receivers. Pryor comes back. He already knows how he runs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the game we score 60.
I think Henderson runs for like 250 yards in this game.
Yeah, I hope so.
Toledo has a super inaccurate like quarterback, Daquan Finn. He just runs a bunch, so you should be able to shut him down.
Well, 350 yards on the ground between Mayan Williams and Henderson this game, probably.
Maybe, yeah. Like, I seriously think I think Trey Young's going over 200 for this game.
I'll take this in a teaser down to 24.5. That's about where I live on this. I think they win by 28. Hopefully, it's not in the 21 area. That's fine. Go ahead.
Well, here's the interesting part of this. So let's say Alabama doesn't achieve a blowout this week, if they're not super impressive, you know what I mean, if they only beat Monroe by like fucking 30 points or something like
Monroe, sure,
and then Ohio State comes out and beats a team, you know, that's better than UL Monroe by 50, then they jump again.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
I mean, it's a momentum thing at this point. Alabama's on the way down, even though they haven't technically lost anything.
Yeah. Well, I will see what happens this weekend. Next up, we got Arkansas Pine Bluff. Big fan of them. I don't even know what their mascot
is. I don't know what
this Oklahoma
is.
State.
I think the Pine Bluff is their mascot.
No spread on this. This is obviously a D2 school. I don't even know where Arkansas Pine Bluff is.
They're the Golden
obviously,
Lions.
It's in Arkansas.
It's in Pine Bluff, in fact.
Oh, is it really? Okay,
they're in,
great.
They're in the SWAC.
Yeah.
Which is a thing.
The Southwestern Athletic
Now,
Conference?
Last week they beat North American University 76-3. North American
Arkansas Pine Bluff?
North American University State, I think, is the name of the school, which doesn't sound real.
Nope. None of this sounds
and
real.
And their quarterback, North American University State's quarterback, was 9 for 27 for 32 yards last week.
Oh, perfect.
And then, you know, Arkansas Pine Bluff, their quarterback was 10 for 11 for 212. So I'm guessing they run like a triple option as well.
And for North American State, is that just the whole continent that roots for them then?
Well, they don't have a mascot.
Mm.
They're not allowed.
All right.
So I don't know that you can even root for them.
But the head isn't Canada, the body is USA, and then the legs are
like
Mexico.
I think they're more like a training dummy.
All right.
So Pine Bluff, they're the Golden Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Golden Lions.
Oh, big fan. I like Golden Lion.
You can buy $20 tickets if you're a fan on Drinking Bros.
Sure
tickets.
Can. DrinkingBrosTickets.com. No, $20 if you want to go.
That's Golden Corral that you like.
No, I like the Golden Lion. It's a Chinese joint that I used to go to.
And it's
I
in front of the MGM.
Yeah.
Which sure MGM? Is. In Vegas?
In Vegas, yeah.
Golden Lion.
Like next to...
No, it's just the actual Golden Lion itself.
No,
it's just two Golden Lions out there. They protect the hotel. And that's fun. Next up, we got Missouri State against Arkansas. No spread on this either. Arkansas has been a blast to watch this year. And every year, I have one team that is not a homer team that I always bet on because they always beat the spread. And it's been Arkansas this
year. Well, the fucking boys at the desk over here were big on Arkansas coming into the year.
I am too, but they have a brutal schedule coming up after this.
They might have the most difficult schedule in all of college football, to be honest.
It's awful, dude. I mean, so... Missouri State, fine. They're going to roll, whatever. Next week is Texas A&M.
This is a big game.
Oh, God.
This is a big game.
Delco's, this is a Missouri guy who's saying
Delco,
this.
If he's got something in his hand, knock it out of his hand.
This is Bobby Petrino's return to Fayetteville.
God damn it, dude.
I like Fayetteville, Arkansas, by the way.
Does he wear the neck brace?
Yeah, does he wear the neck brace? Can you pull up the picture of him after he got in the accident with the neck brace on after he was fucking... Was he fucking the assistant, or was that just a...
Like a trainer or something?
Yeah. I think it was a young student.
I hope he rolls up in a moped. It'd
be great if he did. This is still the greatest I got caught cheating photo of all time. And he did it. Like, he went through with the presser and everything, dude. I mean, look at that road rash there.
This man is returning to the scene of the crime.
And you think he's there for revenge,
it's
huh?
The revenge tour, mm-hmm. And he's leading it on a fucking moped.
As far as Arkansas coming up, they got Texas A&M, Alabama after that, Mississippi State, BYU is their out-of-conference game. Gross. Auburn, Liberty. Liberty could be tough. LSU, Ole Miss, and then Missouri is an easy win, but that's a brutal schedule for these
four
guys.
Four more top 25 teams?
Yeah, dude. They're fucked, but they're fun to watch. If they can get through that, they might win the fucking title because that's nasty. But as far as this game goes, no. There's no spread, right?
No. And they're
no spread.
Yeah, there may not be one.
Okay. No, I don't think so either.
I think Arkansas beats A&M next week.
They could, for sure.
I don't think could. I think they
fucking... Is it at Arkansas or at A&M?
It's at A&M, but I think Arkansas wins that game.
A&M's a weird place to play, man. People have trouble being there. I've never been to a game yet, so I don't
really
know why.
Because it's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
They're also just playing Miami this week, too.
They're so young
now.
Yeah. They got back-to-back big games.
Yeah.
Texas A&M next year is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they have problems on offense, and Arkansas is excellent defensively. So
Haynes King is not the answer. They need a quarterback.
A&M will be good in 2 years.
Next up, we got Akron against Tennessee. Don't we have a Tennessee Volunteers fan in the studio today?
Yeah, this guitarist from Breaking Benjamin over here.
Bring him up, dude. Bring him up. Come and sit behind the producer's desk. We'll throw the camera on you here. I want to get your thoughts on Tennessee. Vols are back, baby!
Trending upwards.
First, introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Take a seat. Pop the camera on you guys. There you go. Boom. Tell everybody your name and what you do for a living, sir.
My name is Keith Wallen. I play guitar in a band called Breaking Benjamin.
There it is. There it is.
And
you're a huge
Vols
fan.
Huge Vols fan. Yeah, alumni.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations. What'd you major in?
English.
No shit.
Yeah.
And you speak it very well.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't. I probably should have majored in that.
Well, you did major in communications, didn't you?
No, it was journalism. Well, journalism and communications.
Yeah, okay, the spread's 47.5. What do you say?
Yeah, -47.5 for the Vols against the Akron Zips.
And that's at Zip is...
That's a lot.
It is. A lot of points.
Yeah, I don't know if... gosh, it's always... I find it hard every week. It's like, do you make the bet with your heart...
Yeah,
or you just look at
your
spread. So I don't know. That might be a little much for me.
Well, this is what Chuck Liddell always says. Every fight card, he bets all the fights, and 4 out of the 5 on the main card, he goes with his brain, and 1 he goes with his. He calls it a heart bet.
It's okay. A 55-7 game if you take the spread.
Is that right?
I mean, they definitely could put up some points. I'm just worried that they're looking ahead to Florida the next week.
That's what we'll be. We'll be there at the Florida game.
Oh, amazing!
Yeah.
I'm stoked for that one. I'm just hoping this isn't like a trap game where. You know, they just can't look at the scoreboard. They just got to just keep going.
Hooker for Heisman. A lot of people are talking about Hooker for Heisman. I know we're only 2 games into the season, but you've got to be amped that that's your quarterback.
For sure, definitely. I mean, since he's been there, since Heupel's been there, I think that it's just been an absolute culture change.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, I mean, it's just trending upwards and it's been a decade of heartbreak.
I'm sorry. Let me stop you right there because it's been 2 decades
it's been
of heartbreak.
Yeah,
they haven't been good really since fucking 2001.
Yeah, Chris Leak, right? That was your last. Was it? Oh no, was that T. Martin? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. T. Martin was the last time you guys won, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, he was your quarterback.
Yep, 98, and there was a couple close calls. I think we're a couple games away where we could have been in a national championship again.
Spoken like a Vols fan,
but yeah.
You were nowhere close to it.
It was close.
They were pretty competitive LSU, until about 2001.
If we'd have beat LSU, I think it was 2001 or 2002.
Mm. Yeah.
But we lost to LSU.
Whenever you have to bring up games pre-9/11, then there's a problem. Where you're like, exactly. Ah, shit, when was that? Did the trade centers get on? I don't know. It was before that. I
mean, if you mark the trajectory of America and then find, certain things that happened before that, like, the Volunteers going down probably had something to do with 9/11. You got to think it's possible at least.
Yeah, right? T. Martin.
And then who knows all the fallout from Harambe's death. I mean, Jesus Christ. We're still dealing with that shit.
We've been dealing with that for about 6 years now. Yeah. 6 years. So do you take this, like, as an American man who's a graduate of University of Tennessee, do you take -47.5?
Sure.
Oh, there it
that
is.
That was not a comfortable shirt.
What? 7 touchdowns. It's -49.
Yeah, do you take it in a teaser at -49?
I mean, like I said, it's like with my heart, yes, but with my brain, probably not.
Where does that cock lie? You got to bet with your cock on this one. Where are you going? You putting money on it, yes or no?
Nah, probably not.
Well, Ball State, they beat 59-10. That would achieve both the over and the spread on this.
Yeah. And then Volunteers fans would achieve at the end of the game.
That's what me and my pals call the double dip.
If you
bet and then your team wins, you've got 2 wins. Boom. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. And you'll be performing. You'll be on a Drinking Bros podcast this afternoon here in about 45 minutes, somewhere in there. Tell everybody on this channel, you guys are performing tomorrow night at Germania Insurance.
Yeah, it's COTA.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the racetrack.
Yes.
360.
Yeah. Oh, the Circuit of the Americas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. If you're lucky enough, they'll let you drive your own car out there.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. We got a Ford Taurus for you. You can really light that up. You get it above 80, though, it's going to shake a lot.
If you get it to 88, you actually travel back to 1955, so you got to be careful about that.
There we go.
So just watch out for that, because you might end up fucking your mom as well. We'll chat with you here in about 45 minutes on Drinking Bros. I don't touch a 47.5 game. There's a lot of these games.
That's a lot of respect, though, for Tennessee. Like, Vegas thinks Tennessee is back.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Their offense is.
For sure. But you don't see, even against a shitty team like this, you don't see a 40 fucking plus point spread. Usually they'll just leave it blank if they don't. Like, they're sure that Tennessee is going to win this game by fucking 6 touchdowns at least, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Right. It's too many points for me. I don't do it. Next up is Texas Tech against NC State.
Yeah.
Yeesh, dude. These games this week are fucking gross, dude. NC State -10. Do you do that?
No.
I don't either. I don't either, man. Texas Tech was right there. They're both 2-0. I don't understand it. Man.
I feel like, you know, and a lot of people made a big deal out of Mac Brown going to North Carolina as well. I just don't think, none of these new coaches, not that he's the new coach, but none of these coaches, these new positions have shown any kind of consistency in these programs.
No, and Mac Brown's not at NC State. No, that's what I'm saying. But
NC State, when did their coach come on? Like 3 years ago, I think?
I think so.
They've had good talent, some good teams, but when it really mattered, they just fucking shit the bed every time.
Yeah. This is a danger zone game here. I don't trust any of this. Don't do it.
I still think they'll win the ACC, though.
NC State?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think the sleeper might be Miami.
Pitt lost, but it was out of conference, right?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Doran's been there since 2013.
Okay. He's been there a while.
Kid from Miami, the quarterback from Miami, looks pretty decent through the first two games. We'll see. I might be the dark horse.
We'll see.
Next up is Michigan State against Washington. This is Washington minus 3.5 against number 11 Michigan State.
Another trap.
Washington is unranked. Unranked.
Trap game.
Yep. I agree.
I mean, Michigan State's decent this year, though. But, I mean, that's still wild.
It is. They're decent, but are they good enough on the road against Washington?
The bet here is fucking Michigan State plus 9.5, to be honest, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's probably the bet.
And this Penix kid for Washington has got close to 700 yards through two games. I believe he's the brother of the Indiana quarterback.
Mm. Yeah.
So, this is all fucked up this week. Next up is South Florida against Florida. This is Florida minus 24.5. Who you got here?
I don't know.
No, it's another one.
South Florida's one of those teams. I mean, they got wiped out by fucking BYU. But
I like their quarterback, though. Florida quarterback is very good.
They gave some people some problems last year. I think I like to hear Delco's opinion on this.
Yeah, definitely.
Florida's got some good they have good athletes down there, but I'm not sure about that.
Well, look, this quarterback played against UCF last year. That's where I took him. It's Bohannon.
Bohannon's the transfer from Baylor.
Yeah, oh, okay. He came in from Baylor.
That's right. But he looks pretty goddamn good. It's also a lot of points.
Michael Penix is the kid from Indiana.
Oh, he is the same kid.
Okay. Oh, he transferred.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, I can't keep up with college football players.
I know.
Anymore.
Everybody's in the fucking portal.
Jesus.
Yeah,
Christ.
But like, it's everybody you know has a new jersey. Yeah. It's kind of cool. It's kind of like,
I mean, it is.
We get a quarterback, you get a quarterback.
Well, at least you know the names, where it feels like a trade, you know, like old 80s Major League Baseball
trades.
All of
football, everybody you know quarterback has a new jersey.
Yeah, that's true. What do you do in this one against South Florida?
South Florida is awful.
They are awful, but 24.5? We already know what Richardson can do. They've got tape on this kid. All you have to do is shut him down, and the rest of the team stinks.
Yeah, but they can't.
They can't.
Yeah, there's,
okay. there's a difference between lines.
All right. So what do? Tease this down to 17.5?
You don't even have to.
Yeah, they're going to roll. You want to take the half point. Was it 24.5?
It's 24.5.
They're going to win by 35.
Okay. All right. Check back in with me later. I still don't like it. Next up is Pittsburgh against Western Michigan. Boy, not
minus
a big spread
10.
On this one.
No,
minus
but like
10 for
Western
Pittsburgh.
Michigan is one of those sneaky teams too. In there,
no,
they're always great.
And it's at home.
Yeah, they beat them last year. Pittsburgh's got to go there, so they beat Pittsburgh at home last year. And now Pittsburgh's got to go there. I think Pittsburgh's better this year than they were last year, but we'll see. Right?
We'll see. They just lost,
and this is not. I mean, Pittsburgh doesn't think they're going to win a national title or anything like that. And this, I think, this game is like a tune-up. It's kind of meaningless. I wouldn't go too far out of my way to bet.
Also,
Pittsburgh
Hit might have to start their third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
Do you tease Western Michigan plus 17?
No, because it could very well be a fucking blowout. You know what I mean? It seems like a...
I'm with you.
I don't know. But this game doesn't really, aside from just getting back on track, it doesn't mean a whole lot to Pittsburgh because it's still out of conference. And I think their goal this year is to repeat. Like, they want to be the fucking ACC champs again.
Yeah, I agree. There's not a lot I like this week.
Who do they play next week? Who does Pittsburgh play next week? We'll see if this is like a distraction game.
Tickets are $18. Bring bros tickets.
Never mind. They play Rhode Island at home next week.
Oh, that is a distraction.
Beautiful
Rhode Island.
The only team they play is Miami at the end of the
year. I'll take Pittsburgh minus... fuck. I'll take it at a 7, not a 6. I'll take it minus 3.
Okay.
I'll probably push, but whatever.
I don't know that I touched it. There's like two games I'm betting on this week for college-wise. Next up, we got Louisiana Tech against Clemson. This is Clemson minus 34. So obviously they're trying to trap you into betting at 35. I understand it. Clemson, though, is not
No.
They're 1-1 against the spread this year.
I hate Dabo Sweeney.
He signed on for 10 more years. So
I almost hate him more than I hate Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
You know what I really want to see is more of him doing the gritty with his tucked-in shirt. Like, get the fuck off the earth, dude. Are you kidding me with that bullshit? God damn it. Please put Klubnik in the fucking game. Please, just get this ukulele kid.
Just see him one full game.
It's the spent cost fallacy. Like, he's defended this kid so much that he feels like he needs to keep defending him, but he's not good.
No. So they lost to Missouri opening week, and then they beat SF Austin, Stephen F. Austin their second week. I don't touch this game. There's not a lot that I like here out of all of this. Maybe the next game, UTSA against Texas. Mine is home. It's a night game. It's minus 11 for Texas. They were on such a high last week.
Well, who's playing quarterback?
Is the mullet back?
No, he's not. He's out 4 to 6 weeks.
Hudson Card,
but Hudson Card was injured.
He's banged up, too.
Yeah, he's banged up,
UTSA
too.
UTSA money line.
I wouldn't say that. Texas wins by 3. UTSA covers.
I think you're probably right.
I think they cover as well, and I'm also going to tease this up. So this will be on all my cards.
Plus 17.
Yeah, this will be on all my cards for sure. And if UTSA beats Texas the week after the Alabama shit, hilarious. It would be the best. It would be ultimate comedy.
What does that do to Alabama?
Nothing.
Nothing, probably.
Is that not part of the AP algorithm?
No,
because they were saying the same thing about Ohio State and Notre Dame.
Strength of schedule. Yeah.
It is put towards the end, but let's face it, they got to play the SEC championship, so it's not going to matter for those guys. True.
Also, Texas is ranked because of the blue blood bump.
That is it. They lost and actually got into the rankings, which I've never seen. Yeah. I've never seen that happen before.
And you lose by one to the number two team, you're going to...
Well, they were the number one team going into this game, right?
Right. But did they even cover the first game?
No, they were number two. Georgia jumped them after they beat Oregon.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm taking UTSA and a teaser and all that shit. I think this is a trap game for them. I wonder what that money line is.
Here's the thing, too.
What's that money line look like?
Let me look it up. But the UT fans, they're going to be gassed from last week.
Oh, they're not.
Yeah, they don't have it in them.
They're not going to be the same crowd. Yeah, they're not going to show up. But you know who
half
is going to?
Half empty stadium.
No, it's not going to be half empty.
Oh, that's it.
UTSA.
Plus travels. They're going to travel.
It's plus 310.
Is it really?
Yeah, the
3-1 odds.
Ooh.
That's
I might dip a toe in. Yeah. I might dip a toe in.
Throw 50 on it if you really want to.
Yeah, just to have a little taste in the background that night.
Well, luckily it's at 7 p.m., so you got some time to, look at your checkbook before and see some of the good or bad decisions you made earlier in the day.
I don't know that I'm making that many decisions. This is a pretty bad weekend.
It's a pretty weak week.
It's a bad weekend. Next up, we got Miami against Texas A&M. This is the game of the week here. Yep. For sure, number 13 against number 24. And this is Miami at Texas A&M. This is Texas A&M minus 5.5. Interesting game. Who do you got, D'Anthony?
Well, like we said, A&M's a tough place to go play.
It is, yeah.
Miami is, they're young, super young. This is going to be a real test for them.
They're DiCaprio young. What do you got, Bob?
I need to play the video for you.
Mm. Oh, do you have it?
Yeah.
We talked about this on the Monday morning recap. The video has been found. Where did you find it, Bob?
The Barstool Baylor account had it. A&M has been trying to scrub this video from the internet. This is their yell practice, and just get ready to
play it, brother.
Y'all, I had to Google this team to make sure that they're even real.
It's like four people.
I was really confused because Appalachia is definitely not a state.
Then they all yell. They all do their
wee. Yeah, look at that.
But sure enough, I found them, and they're located deep, and I mean deep, in the backwoods. Just like you would think any hillbilly college that names themselves the Mountaineers.
You're in Texas.
Oh, boy, you're in Texas, so you're well hillbillies.
And College Station is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. You guys can get here tomorrow, all right? Because I know for a fact that half of their football team can barely even read the name on their jerseys. Let alone read a map.
Wow, he went all in here.
This is just such a cringe youth pastor roast.
It's a shame that the only two brain cells that all these guys have left are going to get knocked out by our wrecking crew defense tomorrow.
Oh, they even have a woman sign language doing sign language in the back.
Let's have a fire tech sad yell practice.
Oh, what was that?
That's their yelling.
No,
that's their little thing they do.
No.
That's horrible.
The male cheerleaders.
Do you understand how it's just pure irony. They're like, these guys are so stupid.
Yeah.
You are at a practice to yell.
Yeah. That's it. Yep. And the way he's talking is exactly, it was identical to yesterday what you said. So that's the I'm not gay, I'm from Atlanta voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody out there, I don't care who you are, but my penis is going inside another man's asshole. And you're like, whoa, that's gay. You sound gay. You realize how gay you sound.
Yeah, like it was unnecessary information.
Yeah.
We already all knew that you were gay based on how you were talking. You didn't need to say it out loud.
No, you didn't need to say anything.
The surprising thing about that video is that there were women in the crowd.
There was a couple.
Like, how big of a fucking loser is that girl?
I don't know.
This is where you go if you just don't know what to do.
Like, you're at college. Half the crowd
you're not in the Greek system.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't, like... The band's
what
half
the fuck,
crowd.
Man?
Yeah.
Hasn't everybody seen Drumline? Come on.
I have.
We know how to cheer for things. You just say, oh, whenever somebody does something good.
Yeah.
And you drink until you can't feel feelings anymore.
But this is male cheerleaders having a pep rally on their own.
We're distracted from
females.
The actual game here.
We are. Who do you got? Miami against Texas A&M. A&M -5.5.
I think if you tease Miami up to +11.5, that's probably safe.
I'm taking Miami.
Miami is a good team. I think A&M is too young. I don't think they're like... When I say young, the program itself is literally 2 weeks old.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Miami has at least had a year under their belt, and they're kind of getting into the groove now. They're on the upswing. I think A&M had really high expectations based on all the five-star recruits they had. But it's like what these dicks were talking about with Kirby Smart yesterday on the recap. Like, he had all these great recruiting classes, but it took a little time to develop. And I think A&M, you might be right. I think it's probably going to be next year because the defense is so goddamn good. Like, they have the best... Out of the five best edge rushers from the last 2 years recruiting class, I think through the portal and signing dudes, they have three of the top five guys or some shit like that. I don't remember. Yeah. We looked it up on the show one day.
I mean, it takes a while for when you're getting in studs, unless they're absolutely insane, it takes a while for them to learn their steps.
Yeah.
Well, like, unless you're Alabama and you've got like a fucking, 10-year-old system now that everybody just knows the deal. Everything is plug and play. Everybody just shows up, does what you come here and you do this one thing and we're going to win.
Right.
It's not like that at A&M yet. Miami's got a pretty explosive offense.
I'm going with Reed on this. Miami money line.
Oh, Reed is also going Miami money line on this? Yep. Okay.
Well, he's a homer, though.
He's a homer. He's a Miami guy.
I think 11 plus 11 and a half.
That's exactly where I'm going. I'm going in a teaser in this one. And I think this is a great game. Like, I'm actually amped to watch this game.
This is definitely, I mean, it is the game. It happens to be the game of the week. Yeah. But this is a super interesting game for the next 2 or 3 years of college football. That's what I'm looking at. I don't really care how this turns out, but this is going to be interesting to see how these two teams.
Yeah, because both of them are on the upswing. But I'm definitely going to take this, and I'm going to tease this up to 11.5, and I'm going to sit and watch this game because it's enjoyable. And
well, the biggest
you
thing
don't
about,
really know.
The biggest thing about this is these teams will be getting really good when there's 12 teams going into the
playoff. That's true.
Oh, next year.
That's true.
Or 2 years. Yeah. Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Next up, you got San Diego State against Utah. This is at Utah. This is Utah -21.
Delco, what happened to San Diego State? Weren't they were a pretty good squad a couple of years ago.
They lost.
Not good anymore.
Yeah, they're not good.
No good.
Anymore.
So 21 at Utah is pretty.
You know who the coach of San Diego State is now?
I don't.
It's Brady Hoke.
Is it really?
I don't know who that is.
Michigan's
He's
old coach.
He's a joke.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Then I'm all in. Let's go Utah. I'll throw them in this teaser along with Miami. I'll take this down to 15. That'll be fun.
What's the over?
Brady Hoke is 49.
Over's 49.
49.
Not a lot. No. You know what's really low, actually, is the over-under in this Miami Texas A&M game. It's only 45 in that game.
Yeah, I mean, A&M dropped 14 on an App State team that gave up 63 to North Carolina.
I know.
Like, it's just... they're going to have trouble scoring.
Yeah. It's weird to see in college.
This
football is
a 35-14 game.
Okay.
That's what they're predicting.
That makes sense. You can take a half a point then? Take it down to 20.5 at least?
Man, I don't know.
The schedule sucks.
Anytime I see Pac-12, I'm like, I don't think so, man. But then every now and again, I get sucked in one. Like,
right.
Well, we knew Oregon was going to get blown out by Georgia. I didn't expect it to be that bad. But
sure.
Yeah.
Utah is a slow starter. This is where they start to get the wheels moving.
That's also true. They did this last year.
Isn't somebody injured, though?
For Utah?
Or am I wrong?
I'm not sure about that.
No, I think Ryzen's fine.
Ryzen's fine. He's good. If Ryzen's there, you're good to go on that. I'll take this in a teaser. Last but not least, Fresno State at USC. I've been very, very high on USC this year. This is minus 12.
Look at the over.
Is Fresno State that good, though? Do you want to be minus 12?
They have a really good quarterback.
They got a good quarterback. And this over is the highest of the week. It's 73.5.
That's a 43-30 game.
It is a big boy number. Sure is. and I think USC comes out. So this kid's got 737 yards in two games.
Yeah, but so who the fuck against, man? I mean...
Either way, they chalk.
Either way, that's, yeah, they're definitely
going to. 87 attempts in two games. I mean, that's fucking gnarly.
What's their run game look like, though? And how good is USC's defense? Those are questions I have.
I mean, they put up 32 on Oregon State.
Yeah.
Fresno State did.
Yeah.
But was it at Oregon State?
It was at home.
Because Oregon State plays like shit on the road.
Yeah, but they won.
I did.
Oregon State beat Fresno.
What was the run game like? Like, is Fresno State going to be able to control the clock in any way, or is it just there's gunslingers?
I mean, he's 36 carries for 195 yards with four touchdowns.
It's not
Mims.
Bad.
Yeah. They had Jordan Mims had 122 rushing yards, averaged 5.8 yards a carry, two touchdowns for Fresno.
Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a high scoring game then.
It will be, and this will be fun late nights. If you've lost throughout the day, obviously you're going to put money on this. UIE. Is not on the schedule this week. Well, maybe they are. They're just outside the fucking way outside the top 25. Is UIE playing the late game?
They're playing Duquesne.
They're playing Duquesne's. What time? What time is that Duquesne game?
11:59 Eastern.
What? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They always play at midnight.
Yeah,
they always play at midnight every. So it's in UIE.
Yeah.
So yeah, check back for that. But I'm in on USC on this one, and I'll put this in a teaser as well. Very few games that I'm betting this week. What about you, Big Dick? What do you got?
I would do a teaser, but I'm not going to touch that.
Yeah.
If I were to do, I don't have faith in USC, but
I do. I think they'll be in the playoffs. They moved all the way up to 7 this week. What about you, D'Anthony?
No.
Okay.
But I do like. I think USC is on the upswing. I just think Fresno State is the
feisty.
Looking at this matchup, this could be a tough game.
With that, look, they score a lot of points. Yeah. We'll see what happens. It's a big boy over. I do not touch a 73.5 point over. I can tell you that. You've got the over in this one?
Dan likes the over. I will say this. I bet this week one, and I think I'm going to like this again this week, the Tennessee team over.
Mm-hmm.
Not out yet, but I would guess that that's going to hit.
Where do you think it's going to lie, 45 or 48?
Probably more like 49-51.
Okay.
I mean, Fresno lets the ball fly. He's 65-87 for 737 yards.
Yes, that's what I just said. Homeboy really fucking airs it out, and their running back has so far had a great season. Yeah. So we'll see, But I'm taking USC in this one, and this will be in a teaser.
Ross, I know no one can see this from the other side of the camera, but Rob's stat sheets that he's got right now, it seems like he's got a team behind him.
Well,
no, this is from ESPN guy who just shares his Google Doc.
Bill Connolly.
Yeah.
Okay.
He shares like a Google Doc or
anything. S&P Plus.
And that's fine. Look, it's nice to do homework and notes on that. So I'm proud of you, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. It's a fun reference. It's a fun thing to reference for me.
Who's winning in you guys' week to week? So we're on outside Dan the top 25.
Oh, I had a bad week.
Did you?
Yeah. I had a real bad week.
Have we tabulated yet?
Nah, you might be up.
Let's go.
Ooh, all right. Tune in to Outside the Top 25. That'll be on tomorrow here on the old network. Richard Danoff, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. Go Bucks. And thank you once again for an amazing tailgate. Every time we go out to Ohio State, you're one of the best in the business. You and Tony Tamparello has been our favorites out on the scene. And then NFL-wise, Jeremy Farmer, that tailgate at Kansas City is always fun, too. So we appreciate it, dude, because whatever city we go to, our family and friends usually end up going to the tailgates, and there's endless booze and food.
Yeah, we're
going
to be at one in Knoxville.
Yep. Tennessee versus Florida.
Whose tailgate is it?
I forget the guy's name. I'm solidifying it with him this week, but it is the 25th. So it is in 12 days, and we will see you soon. Hopefully the volunteers continue to roll. Flop on over to Drinking Bros Podcast on YouTube. We're going live here with Breaking Benjamin in about 20 minutes. That'll be a fun show. For D'Anthony Holloway, Big Dick Danoff, I'm Ross Patterson. This is week three or four? Four?
It's week three.
Three for the champions. College football pick show. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.